And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today. Well, using artificial intelligence to help with our marketing plans and making marketing decisions when it comes to commodity and livestock trade, that is something that I think we're going to be hearing more and more about as the years tick forward. We're in 2024. We have a lot of great technology available at our fingertips, and one company is looking to do just that and utilize some of this technology. We want to learn more about quantum hedging, and one of the founders of quantum hedging is with us here today, and it's a person and a voice you may know. Kevin McNew joins us here on the program. Kevin, it is great to talk with you again, sir. Hope you're doing well, and congratulations on quantum hedging being a brand new entity out there to the world, Kevin.
Well, thanks, Jesse, and thanks for having me on the show. It's an exciting time in AI, and especially, you know, my 32-year career has been devoted to helping farmers understand and predict markets. And so I'm excited to harness this technology for the benefit of farmers. And so, you know, I know AI can be a little bit scary to some of us, and you know, there's a lot of uncertainty around it. But I firmly believe this is a positive step, especially in the crop marketing space, which I feel has really been devoid of concrete statistics and analytics to objectively say where the market's going to go. It's a lot of hunch. It's a lot of feel. There's some red line crossing blue line stuff where people are just kind of looking at their favorite indicators. And, you know, the approach that we have at Quantum Hedging with AI is to really kind of look at holistic, all the data and let the models sort out what is the most important drivers for markets as we move forward.
Well, let's talk about this a little more because you raise a good point there. You know, AI could be a little scary for some folks, and we hear about these things like ChatGPT and all this different stuff that's out there and et cetera, et cetera. But, and I know too, I hear a lot of talk about, you know, the funds and the algos and the computers and all the different, you know, things that are in our markets currently, Kevin. So walk me through how AI could be a benefit. Like what can we look at here with artificial intelligence to help influence our marketing decisions? I mean, talk about that a little bit. Try to take some of the scariness out of this for us if you can.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a great question. I mean, what can we expect out of AI? My expectations out of AI is a couple of things. One is it's objective. By that, I mean that there's data and sound practices that go into making predictions from data. So let's call it, you know, it's objectively, this model is built and tuned and used in a way that is objective and unbiased. And so that's helpful. The other thing I would say is that it's not just the actual forecast that is meaningful, but it's actually kind of the degree of uncertainty around that forecast. I mean, a forecast, let's be honest, a forecast is never going to be 100% accurate. You know, that's not realistic. You know, what we're trying to really do is kind of shift out of a coin flip. You know, if you imagine like predicting where the market's going to go, it's kind of a coin flip, you know. And so we want to kind of shift that probability from a coin flip outcome, the market's going to go up or down with 50-50 chance, to something that looks more like 65-35 or 70-30. And so the nice thing about quantum hedging's models that we have been developing over the last year is that they really do give us that probabilistic view of not just what the forecast is, but how much confidence or how much, what's the probability that that forecast will be factual, it'll turn out to be right. And so, I think that's going to be helpful to farmers, you know, because we want them to say, you know, okay, here's a forecast, but then here's a kind of, you know, probability that that forecast will be right. You know, when the weatherman tells us there's, you know, an 85% chance of snow or rain tomorrow, you know, we tend to believe that's a pretty good chance, you know. And so you're going to see that from our models at Quantum Hedging, which is, you know, these probabilistic views of the market.
Well, I wonder too, I think some folks maybe they, you know, think about AI and you know, some of the scariness there, but being able to pull all this data in, I think that the benefit here, Kevin, is that not only are you getting this, you know, objective data but also you can have the human element with what you guys are doing, look at all this data as well. And so you're not necessarily losing that human element to making decisions. You're just amplifying and adding to it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and absolutely. That's a cornerstone of why we started Quantum Hedging. You know, it's myself and two partners who I've known for a decade. And each of those partners comes with 25, 30 plus years of experience in commodity markets. And so, you know, I really have a strong belief that, you know, not just anyone can kind of spin up an AI model and get it to work. You know, this is not like a magic formula that will necessarily work. This is hard stuff, predicting markets. And so you really need that expertise. I call it kind of expert guided AI models. So, you know, the three of us are really, you know, from our years of experience, have some basis for where to send these models to find the best opportunities in prediction. And so, you know, I think that's going to help us as we move forward is, you know, understanding how markets work. You know, what are the likely best data structures to bring into it? And, you know, there's been some interesting things that we've seen come out of this. You know, for example, like this time of the year in March is kind of a slow time until we get to the end of the month with the acreage report. But, you know, one of the number one statistic that our model is picking up on right now, which might be a little surprising to some of the farmers out there, is that, you know, foreign exports at this time of year have a strong probabilistic impact on corn prices. And so, for example, we found that in the March WASDE report that comes out from USDA, that if you were to look at the foreign corn exports line for that S&D table, that basically that indicator alone gives you about an 80% chance of predicting the corn prices move over the next couple of weeks. And so that alone, you know, that foreign export number, if it goes up, there's about an 80% chance that corn prices are going to fall. If our foreign exporters, you know, if the foreign exporters are exporting more, our corn prices are going to go down. And conversely, if their exports are expected to fall, then our corn prices go up. And that association, that correlation, it's about 80% of the time it's right. And so that's really unique. And, you know, I've been in the industry for 30 some years. I mean, you know, S&D matters, but which specific statistic matters at what time of the year is pretty challenging to pinpoint. So that was an interesting outcome of some of our models.
Well, we will have part two of a conversation with Kevin McNew about using AI for marketing decisions coming up on Monday's American Ag Today. That's going to do it for the show. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.